28th for a special seminar called Knocking on Heaven's Gate, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. The appointed time for the seminar, 7 p.m. The location, KHNC Studios, 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. Learn a practical way to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding, and discover how you can participate in the Daily Moed, an appointed time of prayer. Call 303-654-9924 for more information.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Darrell Castle, who is the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. And as we look and see what's happening politically, we find we have basically two candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain. John McCain's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Obama is surrounded by people from the CFR. And, of course, both of them are being run by the same establishment. They look different. They talk different. But their objectives are the same. They're both globalists dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, although it's very difficult to tell. But none of them have talked about this globalist movement and the move to do away with national sovereignty. And that's what it's really all about, because behind the scenes, working within the shadows, are people whose loyalty is not to the United States, but the globalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion, and certainly the coming world leader. Once you understand that, it's very easy to understand why they start wars all throughout the world as diversions, why on one hand they tell the American people that that Russia now is increasingly looking like an enemy, whereas Russia's been financed since inception back in 1918 from right here in the United States, just as Fidel Castro has been actually kept in power since 1959. We need enemies to distract people from the very real fact of what's going on at home. Well, with that as a background, Mr. Castle, it's so good to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's so great to be with you.
Basically, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why you're taking the time and the effort to run on the Constitution Party ticket for the vice presidency?
Well, I've been in the Constitution Party since its original founding in 1992. And I found a home there among like-minded people. And I have been vice chairman of the party now, starting my third term this year. And why I decided to do this, well, your introduction is all the reason I need. I know that there are many critical issues that confront the nation and really our continued existence as a free and independent people depend on these issues, and I know that the Democrat and Republican candidates both are not going to address the issues except to make them worse. And so Chuck and I just want to offer the American people an alternative to those two choices.
Well, what is your position on the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan? Should we continue there till we're victorious? Should we, as Obama has suggested, arrange some sort of a pullout? No, perhaps in 16 months, something like that. What is your attitude towards the war in the Middle East? Because this is certainly a major concern to, I think, most of our listeners.
Well, it should be a major concern. And, of course, we in the Constitution Party favor a non-interventionist foreign policy. And we believe the war in the Middle East was ill-advised and unnecessary, and so we would pull America out of it as quickly as could safely be done.
Well, how would that be? A matter of weeks, months, years?
Well,
I mean, after all, they say, well, yeah, maybe it was a mistake, but as long as we're there, if we leave, why shouldn't then you know, we'll leave ourselves open to attack by the Muslim fanatics, you know, and the reason that they're not attacking us now is because we're over there. But if we were to leave, they'd come over here. Preston has said, you know, if we'd better to fight the radicals on the streets of Baghdad rather than the streets of New York. How would you respond to something like that?
Well, I would say that if we were really concerned about a war on terrorism, we wouldn't have a completely open border. I was on the border over 4th of July weekend and saw it for myself. Also, we would be more attentive to the many, many terrorist cells who operate openly in the United States. My terrorism advisors tell me that there are many terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, that operate in virtually every American major city, and the FBI and Homeland Security don't even track them anymore. So, in effect, we are fighting them here, or at least we should be. And my position is that our war in the Middle East makes an attack against the United States more likely, not less. And that has been shown by the events of the last couple of weeks with Russia and Georgia, and the fact that we are totally committed in the United in Iraq and Afghanistan with our ground forces, which leaves us very vulnerable anywhere else. We can bluster and make threats, but we can't back them up.
All right. So you would advocate certainly getting our troops out as quickly as possible?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, then, Chris, then what is your position as far as the economy is concerned? Certainly, we appear to be in an economic downturn. How can the federal government, in a remedy to the current situation, and get America's economy moving forward again?
Well, our position is that the economy begins and ends with the Federal Reserve, and really, true economic reform is, at the very least, very difficult, if not impossible, without ending the relationship between Congress and the Federal Reserve and having Congress retake control of our money supply. But in the interim, I believe that the economy can be rebuilt, as can our manufacturing base, by producing something. And what I would suggest we produce is the equipment necessary to exploit the many sources of energy in the United States. More drill rigs, more refineries, repairing existing refineries, and building the equipment necessary to mine and extract oil from our oil shale deposits and coal deposits and things of that nature. And by doing that, America could get back to work. Our economy would rebound. We could rebuild our infrastructure. And it could all be done, but it won't be done with Obama or McCain.
Well, certainly the difficulty we face, of course, is that the environmentalists and the people in Congress, you know, will not allow the development of our oil resources here in the United States. Will not allow the development of our coal and natural gas resources. We'll be back in just a moment with Terrell Castle, vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Darrell Castle, who is the vice presidential candidate running for the Constitution Party ticket. And, of course, it's amazing how the major media ignores the Constitution Party. They may mention, of course, Bob Barr and the Libertarians, but they will not mention the Constitution Party, because I know that Chuck Baldwin personally, and basically he's espousing the philosophies put forward by Congressman Ron Paul, and I suspect that our guest does as well. And, of course, Ron Paul had tremendous support across America. But the last thing that the media wants you to know is you've got a choice between Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and if we elect either one of them, the same programs will continue. They talk different, they look different, but they're controlled by the same people, the people who always control both political parties in the United States, and make mockery of what they call the democratic process, but of course it is not truly a democracy. We have one political party with two branches, both of them heading in the same direction. Well, Mr. Castle, you know, if we were to take the power to create money away from the Congress, from the Federal Reserve, and give it to Congress, could we really trust Congress to do the right thing? They haven't in the past.
Well, it's a good point, Dr. Stan, but if they wouldn't do the right thing once they had control of our monetary supply, as the Constitution requires that they have, then we would have to change Congress. But the president could certainly serve as a leader and an educator if the president took the time and cared enough to actually explain to the American people what the Federal Reserve is and what it's done to them for the last 100 years, I think people would be outraged and would demand that Congress do something about it.
Well, certainly the problem with the Federal Reserve is it's destroyed the value of our currency. It was formed to give us a stable currency, but unfortunately it was never a branch of government. It was a privately owned central bank, owned by bankers, for bankers, to enrich bankers, and to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. But in the meantime, giving them wonderful things like Social Security and Medicare and all sorts of benefits, and now the Medicare drug bill. But unfortunately, they're all going down because there's no money. They've stolen all the money that was supposed to go to the Social Security Fund and the Medicare Fund. It's all gone. Nothing there but an IOU from a government that can't even pay its bills every day and has to borrow over $2.5 billion from other countries. Darrell, how are you getting your word out across America? Because, you know, the problem is, certainly you're not going to get onto the major television. You're not going to get onto the major radio. They are going to give you the conspiracy of silence.
Well, that's exactly right. And the way we're getting our word out is by doing what I'm doing today with you and with many other radio shows, and going wherever people will listen to us to speak, because You're right. We have been told quite clearly that we are not going to be booked on any national news or radio programs, which is disheartening, but that's
to say the least. Yes, I agree with you, but the difficulty is that the American people must understand the media is controlled. I mean, if you want to control a nation, the first thing you do, you control the money, then of course you use the monetary supply to buy up the television and radio networks and the major publishers and the major news magazines and the major, newspapers. And you, by controlling the media, you control what the people think. And no better example of that than the Bilderbergers. We never read about the Bilderbergers, wealthy people who control our country in Europe. In American media, you get it on the Internet throughout the world, but never in the major American media. Why? Because it's controlled. How can we break that control? How can we get the message out? I know you and Chuck are doing your very, very best to do it, but certainly, you know, you're not going to get a fair shake from the major media. How are we going to let people know what the truth is?
Well, it's very, very difficult. And the Internet, as you mentioned, is one of the few areas of free expression that we have left to try to reach people. But, you know, I notice the attitudes as I talk on different radio stations across the country and how many of them seem oblivious to anything other than what comes across mainstream news. So, it's a very difficult problem, and it's one of the reasons, I suppose, why David Rockefeller says that it's too late to thwart his plans.
Well, now, where does David Rockefeller fit into this whole picture?
Well, David Rockefeller, as you know, was a founder of the Trilateral Commission, along with his protege, Brzezinski, who is now Mr. Obama's advisor. So, you know, it kind of comes down to a choice between which one of these two sets of people you want, Obama, Brzezinski, or McCain, Kissinger. They're both, as you pointed out, controlled and advised by the same people. So it's a very difficult situation for us.
And that, of course, is the truth. We have this one political party, and, of course, people of great wealth, epitomized by David Rockefeller, who is openly admitted in his own memoirs on page 405, and incidentally, if you're out in the audience, haven't read it, we do carry the book, but there he talks about how he's often accused, he and his family are accused of being part of a secret cabal that is conspiring against the best interests of the United States, and how they want to create a new international order, and that's the charge. Then I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. I'm an internationalist, and that's what it's all about. But, of course, behind them, I believe, are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing the move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Well, Daryl, certainly, you know, I certainly admire and respect your willingness to do what you're doing. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in helping? How can people, you know, help you in your effort to get the information out?
Well, the best way would be to go to our website, which is baldwin2008.com.
All right. And, of course, and what will they get if they go to that site?
Well, there's a lot of links. It talks about, gives our schedule of what we're doing, and there's a bio about Chuck and about me, and some things about the party. They can link to our ConstitutionParty.com website, but the most important thing is it gives them the opportunity to make a donation to help our efforts if they so choose. When you can't get free media, in other words, you can't get on national news, then the only way you can do that is to buy media, and the only way you can buy media is to have money. So it's kind of a catch-22. You don't have national credibility unless you can raise money, and you can't raise money unless you have national credibility. So the American people have the opportunity still to support us and to effect some kind of change if they really want to, but they have to They have to be willing to support us financially in order to make that happen.
And, of course, this is absolutely true. Money is the mother's milk of politics, and you have to have it to run. I know I've run for political office, and how difficult it is. You're not going to get a fair break or an honest break from the media because it's controlled. And even though the individual reporter may very well want to give you a fair break, there'll be somebody there working as an editor, assistant editor, owner, that will dictate policy. And those people who believe in freedom and limited government certainly do not get fair breaks or accurate coverage in the controlled media in the United States, because there is this powerful spiritual force there at work, which blinds many people and, of course, manipulates the people who control the media here, who are dedicated not to the preservation of America, but to using our financial and military power to bring about the world government. Well, Daryl, certainly, economically, you know, we're in a downturn now, but certainly as we begin looking and seeing what's happened, many of our major stocks are in real trouble. Certainly they manipulate the Dow Jones on a regular basis. They're driving down the price of gold and silver. It's amazing to me the power that these people have and their ability to manipulate our markets with impunity, and nothing is ever said or done about it. Most people honestly think that the markets are free. They're really not, are they?
No, and it's really amazing, like you say, that people see changes in the market like we've seen recently. All of a sudden, the stock market is doing a little better, and as you said, the price of gold comes down, and the oil price comes down, and people just seem to look at it and say, well, good, everything's okay now. And, you know, you have to expect a little bit of that simply because we're going into an election season. But every time the system seems like it's on a runaway train and is about to spin out of control, you know, the plunge protection team comes in and does something about it. But at least this time they openly admitted they were doing it. I mean, Hillary Clinton in one of her speeches said that this is what the president should do. He should call this team together and do what they do. So it seems that nothing is independent and free anymore. It's all manipulated in some fashion. It's like watching a movie in a way.
Well, of course, the Plunge Protection Team is actually the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets. Any of our listeners can go up on the Internet and Google in those words, Working Group Financial Markets, and read about this group that manipulates our stock market. Why, if you and I try to do that, it would be a criminal act. The government agencies do it with impunity because when they know they control, if the market goes up, everybody feels good. When the market goes down, everybody feels bad. They can use that to manipulate our emotions, our response, our reality. And yet it's all manipulated. And, of course, the money that we think we have in the market really has no value because, of course, gold, pardon me, the money is they can create all the money they want to. And they do with impunity. We have a fiat money system. The best way to botch a nation is to destroy its currency. And they've destroyed the value of our currency. I think they'll keep things going through the elections, and then heaven help us. Well, and I'm not sure that heaven is going to help us, especially with what we're doing. Well, how do you feel about the current situation, certainly over there, as far in the new war in Eurasia, Ossetia, the breakaway province, and what's happened? How can we explain that, you know, as far as the Russians going ahead and attacking Georgia? Certainly isn't that an act of aggression?
Well, it's once again, a fascinating development to watch. You know, we missed an opportunity for peace when the Soviet Union broke apart, and the Russians, because they were bankrupt at the time, and because of the deal they made with the American president to... They withdrew 30, or rather 80, armored divisions from Eastern Europe, along with their nuclear missiles. And here we are again with the Cold War, apparently. Not so cold anymore, but You know, once again, the media portrays this Georgian president, Saakashvili, as like the second coming of John Kennedy or something, but apparently, if you look a little bit deeper, he was the real aggressor and who launched the first attack, apparently with full knowledge of the United States, because the massing of forces on both sides of the border were clearly visible on American satellite images. And Russia obviously senses weakness in the United States. We're totally committed in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have no strategic reserve, so we can bluster and talk and threaten, but we can't do anything about it. And it's rather embarrassing to me to see the president come across in such hypocritical fashion by lecturing them about aggression and invading other countries and how, you know, we just can't do that anymore and that sort of thing. We'll be back in just a moment with Darrell Castle here at the American Freedom Center.
Join them as they welcome Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion on Thursday night, August the 28th, for a special seminar called Knocking on Heaven's Gate, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. The appointed time for the seminar, 7 p.m. The location, KHNC Studios, 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. Learn a practical way to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding, and discover how you can participate in the daily Moed, an appointed time of prayer. Call 303-654-9924 for more information.
Andrea here again with Radium Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radium Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today, or log on to RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Darrell Castle. Well, Darrell, why don't you get your website out and how people can get in touch with you just one more time. Okay, it's Baldwin2008.com. Baldwin2008.com, and take you to the website for the Constitution Party and the candidacy of Chuck Baldwin running for the presidency, and certainly the
vice presidential candidacy of Darrow Castle. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But people do not understand. There's been an organized effort to control both political parties to make this whole electoral process simply a formality, which it really is. Because it doesn't matter whether you elect the Democrats or Republicans, the same foreign policy continues. People voted for the Democrats, you know, a couple of years ago because they wanted to get America out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Democrats didn't do anything. Now, Nancy Pelosi had no intention of changing the policy. She says the right things, does the wrong things, and keeps getting elected time and time and time again. That way you get support from both sides. Well, who do we have calling? Who is calling in? We have a caller. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have a question, and I'm going to hang up. I'm in a bad area calling here. I was wondering if Mr. Baldwin or Peruca are possible to do a public engagement anywhere.
To do a public what?
A public speaking.
Well, certainly, I think they're speaking any place and get invitations. But how would you respond to that, Darrell? He wants to know about making public appearances. And Mr.
Well, he Chuck is going to be speaking in South Carolina all next week. I'm going to be speaking at the Democratic Convention rally, I guess you could say, opposite the Democratic Convention. We're having a Secure the Borders rally at the same time as the Democratic Convention in Denver on Monday. And I'm going to be in West Virginia a few days before that speaking. But, yes, Chuck has several upcoming speaking engagements, including South Carolina and in Las Vegas in the next few days. And then for the Republican convention, we're going to that to appear at the Ron Paul Freedom Rally at the same time the Republican convention is going on. So there are some of the things that he and I will be doing over the next couple of weeks.
And the biggest thing, of course, is getting exposure. I mean, getting people out. It's really much easier in many respects to do talk radio because you're talking to an audience, a much broader audience than the number of people you can get into a meeting hall. And although I really think probably Ron Paul will have a tremendous turnout there at this meeting he's having in at the same place that they're having the Republican convention, and hopefully he'll have his supporters. And would you and Chuck be speaking there, or would you just be attending?
No, Ron's not going to let any candidates speak, but we have a booth where we, Chuck and I, will both be, and we're going to do outreach for our parties. We're going to try to have as many congressional and senatorial candidates that the Constitution Party has as possible, and just let the people who attend meet us and get to know us. As you said, it's...
Well, how expensive is a booth there at that convention?
I think it's the lowest priced one is $2,000, and the highest priced one is $10,000.
At the meeting that Ron Paul is putting on,
right?
All right, fine. Well, I certainly wish you well and hope that you can reach as many people as possible. But here again, you've got to have the finances to do it, I'm sure that Chuck and Darrell will appreciate your support. I know because I've run for political office. And it's a lonely feeling, but you can't find this on your own. People have to become involved, and certainly supporting either the Democrats or Republicans is a totally futile effort because both sides are controlled by exactly the same people. Well, once again, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And the big thing is get somebody else to organize the speaking engagements because the candidates cannot do that on their own. 970-689-8255 if you'd have a question for Mr. Castle. Are you an attorney? Yes, I've been a lawyer for 30 years. And whereabouts do you practice law? Well, I have, of course, my home is in Memphis, Tennessee, and I have an office there, and also in St. Louis, Missouri, and Kansas City, Missouri. So, is this sort of a partnership that you... Right, I have partners there. We're all connected through partnerships and common area of practice. All right, fine. Well, that's certainly, at least it gives you a little bit of time. It gives you the time now to run for a political office. And it's really a tremendous sacrifice on your part and for your family, isn't it, to do what you're doing? Well, it is. I mean, I do have to leave my law practice in the hands of other people for a while and do this, but, you know, God has put me in a position to be able to do it, and it came along at a time when I really could do it, and, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice involved, but at the same time, there's a lot of joy and actually even some fun here and there, but... there's joy in being able to get a message out to the American people that they're hungry to hear. Most everywhere we go, people are glad to hear the message. It's just that we don't speak to enough people and in enough time. And without national media, it's very difficult to do that. Well, because that's the reason they don't want to give you the national media. That's the reason they don't want to... you know, have you speaking, you know, any place where large numbers of people are going to hear you, because they don't want the American people to hear the truth. They want to hear the pablum as, you know, Barack Obama and John McCain argue back and forth, but they're both controlled by the same people going the same direction towards the destruction of the sovereignty of America and, of course, using our military and financial power to bring about this world government, which is the age-old dream that is coming to pass as we... witness unfolding today. And, of course, all the wars are great distractions. Of course, they do serve, in my opinion, an effort to get leaders out of office who will not go along with the world government. You can't have a world government if you can't have one nation where there truly remains freedom and people who want to have their national sovereignty. So you've got to control all nations and get political leaders who won't go along with it. Or you simply kill them, or you replace them, or you go to war with them. There's always a way to get rid of recalcitrant leaders, as you're finding in the Muslim world. Well, what are we going to do about the Muslim world, Daryl? If we were to pull our forces out, how would we be able to, you know, prevent the Muslims from organizing in competition against the United States? And what would we do about oil? We certainly depend upon the Muslim world for oil, a large part of our oil supplies. Oil is... Hold that. We'll answer that question as soon as we get back here in America.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Chris, we were just, before we went to the break, I was just asking, what are we going to do as far as the Muslim nations are concerned? What are we going to do as far as oil? We're so dependent upon the Muslim nations for our oil supplies today.
Well, that is one of the reasons why we feel very strongly, Chuck and I, that America should go on immediate all-out crash course for energy independence, and we wouldn't have to be intimidated or held for ransom by the Muslim world anymore. And as far as defending ourselves against Islamic fundamentalism or whatever you want to call it, I believe, quite honestly, that we could do that better from here than we can from there. I mean, if we were really concerned about it, as I mentioned earlier, we would round up some of the terrorist cells that already exist in America. I mean, if you drive through many American cities, especially the Detroit area, you'll see some of the largest mosques outside the Middle East and one of the largest Muslim populations outside the Middle East. It just rings hollow. Our fighting Islamic terrorism there when we seem to be in such a disregard of it here.
Well, of course, one reason we don't want to round up the terrorist networks is most of them are thoroughly infiltrated by the FBI. We have thoroughly infiltrated all of these the terrorist activities here in America, throughout the world. And so many times we hear about, oh, my goodness, there's a plan to blow up the Sears Tower. And then what do we find out? Why, it was an FBI agent, agent provocateur, working with a group of Muslims who was suggesting all of these terrible things. And with so many of these so-called Muslim terrorist cells we've uncovered, they were all infiltrated by government agents who were financing the activities and suggesting the targets. And when are the American people going to wake up? It's like it was with communism, where, of course, most of the people that belonged to the communist cells were FBI informants as well. It's deja vu all over again. Darrell, what message would you like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, I would like to say that if the American people really want change, and they want people who are completely dedicated to representing the American people and to trying to set things right as much as is physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually possible in this country, Chuck and I are pledged to do that. And in order to do it, to get our message to the American people, we have to have financial support. The reason that nothing ever changes is that the people who want change have no national media and they have no financial support, because the people who have money got the money by being tied into the system, and they don't want the system changed. So it takes a lot of Americans who are each willing to do a little to help us.
Well, that's absolutely true. Freedom is not free. People have to be involved. And you and Chuck can't do it alone. There are a lot of good people out there, but suddenly they feel, oh, my goodness, you know, but there's no way that Chuck and Darrell are going to be able to win. What do you say to them when they come up with with that sort of defeatist attitude. Well, gee, why invest on in a situation where there's just no way that they're going to be able to have an impact because they can't get the media?
Well, the only thing that stands between us and their real possibility to win is about $50 million. But aside from that, I would say that, you know, God will do what he wants to do with this country. And I'm not going to tell him that we can't win. Who knows? But also, I would say that whatever happens in November, it's very important that the Constitution Party remain a voice on the issues that we've discussed today, and that every vote for us is really a vote to continue to keep those issues alive before the American people. I mean, whatever happens in November, we're not going to quit speaking out and making our voices heard on foreign policy and on energy and on the border and the economy and so forth. All those things need to be kept alive. And so it's important to vote to keep them alive.
And what is your position on immigration, on illegal immigration? What are we going to do about it when the government refuses to close the border down?
Well, if the government refuses to close the border, it's very difficult, but it would be very easy for the president to control the border. I mean, it's almost completely within his power to do so. He could immediately mobilize the National Guard, the ones of them who aren't in Iraq, that is, and send them to the border and augment the Border Patrol until their ranks could be filled and they could be rebuilt. He even has the constitutional authority to use the U.S. military to repel invasion. In fact, he's required to do that by Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. So the Constitution Party would secure the borders, and we would end any thoughts of our participation in any kind of North American Union. What can we do about it if a Democrat or Republican stays in power? Well, that's going to be very difficult because they both have LaRaza representatives on their personal staff. They both spoke at the LaRaza National Convention a few weeks ago, so they have no intention of securing our border, and they've made commitments to these people to continue illegal immigration and make it worse. So it bodes ill for America in our future unless something is done to change our government.
And, of course, people must understand that there really is an effort to do away with the sovereignty of our nation, to merge us with Mexico, to merge us with Canada, and then, of course, to merge of the North American Union with all the other unions they're creating throughout the world and bring about the world government. When you understand that, all the things that are going on today that just don't make sense all begin to fit into place. Well, Darrell, I want you to know I appreciate what you and Chuck are doing, the sacrifice you're making. You know, and we each have to work in our own way. I'm going to work trying to get your message out by radio. I think it's an important message that America is worth saving. The Constitution is the foundation of this nation, different than any other nation. We are a nation.
Thank you for everything you do.
God bless you for everything you're doing. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Darrell Castle and Chris. I certainly know Chuck Baldwin as well personally. They're both good men, honorable men, men who love God and love America. It's really up to you out there in the listening audience to help get this message out. The message you hear on the American Freedom Network, the message that I espouse, the message that is espoused by so many of the guests here, about certainly the message that's being put forward, which is basically a Christian nation message that we can have one nation under God. But first of all, we have to understand that there are truly demonic forces out there under the control of the prince of this world, intent upon bringing about their age-old dream that's been around for 5,000 years, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. That's always been the purpose of the secret societies. That is what we talk about in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which if you have not gotten, you should get. And then, of course, you can buy them in bulk and distribute them to others. It is an introduction to the other world that exists, the true world which controls the political system and makes mockery of the electoral process. So the Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD or the book, then, of course, my talk on the forbidden secret, and then, of course, on the secret knowledge. These are two separate talks. There's a syllabus that goes with the first one, the forbidden secret, and we want you to get this information. My talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. There's so much information out there you can get to understand the wars, Iraq, the untold story. Gives you the background of all the wars of the last century, all of them contrived. All the people who died there died for absolutely nothing, because they were not fighting to preserve America. They were fighting in pursuit of this dream, this age-old dream of creating the one world government with a new world leader, which has always been Lucifer's plan for the world. Understand, we're involved in this spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can pull down our various television programs, video programs. We have a section on other videos. We have the programs are up there. You can listen to them 9 hours a day. You can actually go to our section on newsletters and read the newsletters we've written through the years and check the documentation. Look at the books we offer. We give you the sources of the information we offer. And we need your help to get the information out. We can't do it alone. So we hope you utilize the facilities we have. But simply go through not only the videos we offer, but the section on other videos. Fascinating. The best YouTube videos we can find, we post there. And then your job is to get other people to go there. Your job is to try to reach other people to get them involved in this truly spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So an excellent source of information, www.radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And then